Ronnie hated the piano and swore she'd never play again, a decision even some of her oldest friends thought was strange, since it had been a major part of her life for as long as she'd known them. Her dad, once a teacher at Juilliard, had been her teacher as well, and for a long time she'd been consumed by the desire not only to play but to compose original music with her father. She was good, too. Very good, actually. And because of her father's connection to Juilliard, the administration and teachers there were well aware of her ability. Word slowly began to spread in the obscure classical music is all important grapevine that constituted her father's life. A couple of articles in classical music magazines followed, and a moderately long piece in the New York Times that focused on the father-daughter connection came next, all of which eventually led to a coveted appearance in the Young Performers series at Carnegie Hall 4 years ago. That, she supposed, was the highlight of her career. And it was a highlight. She wasn't naive about what she'd accomplished. She knew how rare an opportunity like that was. But lately, she'd found herself wondering whether the sacrifices had been worth it. No one besides her parents probably even remembered the performance, after all, or even cared. Ronnie had learned that unless you had a popular video on YouTube or could perform shows in front of thousands, musical ability meant nothing. Sometimes she wished her father had started her on the electric guitar, or at the very least, singing lessons. What was she supposed to do with an ability to play the piano? Teach music at the local school? Or play in some hotel lobby while people were checking in? Or chase the hard life her father had? Look where the piano had gotten him. He'd ended up quitting Juilliard so he could hit the road as a concert pianist, and found himself playing in rinky-dink venues to audiences that barely filled the first couple of rows. He traveled 40 weeks a year, long enough to put a strain on the marriage. Next thing she knew, Mom was yelling all the time and Dad was retreating into his shell like he usually did, until one day he simply didn't return from an extended southern tour. As far as she knew, he wasn't working at all these days. He wasn't even giving private lessons. How did that work out for you, Dad? She shook her head. She really didn't want to be here. God knows she wanted nothing to do with any of this. Hey, Mom, Jonah called out. He leaned forward. What's over there? Is that a Ferris wheel? Her mom craned her neck, trying to see around the minivan in the lane beside her. I think it is, honey, she answered. There must be a carnival in town. Can we go after we all have dinner together? You'll have to ask your dad. Yeah, and maybe afterward, we'll all sit around the campfire and roast marshmallows, Ronnie interjected, like we're one big happy family. This time, both of them ignored her. Do you think they have other rides? Jonah asked. I'm sure they do, and if your dad doesn't want to ride them, I'm sure your sister will go with you. Awesome! Ronnie sagged in her seat. It figured her mom would suggest something like that. The whole thing was too depressing to believe.